ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: ليس بلد بأحق بك من بلد، خير البلاد ما حملك.
أمير المؤمنين إمام علي عليه السلام stated: No town has greater right on you than the other. The best town for you is that which bears you.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio of the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We find, dear friends, that in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this first divinely appointed Imam, this living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we find that Imam Ali has taught us a certain kind of lifestyle, as well as these ethical and moral qualities that can really lead us to perfection, and they can lead us towards a happier life, a more satisfied life, a content life, if you will. It is interesting, there are many times when we say things that later on turn out to be quite harmful to us. I'm sure we have all been through one of these kind of instances where we didn't really think before we answered or we replied, or perhaps we said something out of anger or stress or frustration or grief. And then again, later on, we regret it that we said a certain thing. And so interestingly, well over 1,000 years ago, and I mean, sometimes we just very easily say 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a long time ago. But over 1,000 years ago, Imam Ali alayhi salam said that if you want to be immune from the harms and the damages of that which you say, remain silent. It is so interesting, but in today's day and age, it just seems like we always want to talk and we don't even want to think before we speak, even though that's one of these golden rules of life, right? We should think before we speak. And here Imam Ali is telling us, if you want to remain immune and you want to remain safe from these harms that are incurred upon a person because of what they say, then remain silent. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we remain silent all the time, we never say anything, we don't talk to anyone. No, it just means that we should try to think before we speak and that we should not be hasty in speaking. And so again, a very beautiful and profound lesson. If we want to stay safe from the harms of what we say, then practice remaining silent. Brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, I convey all this to you, lest inordinate desires, temptations, and inducement should start influencing you, or adverse changes of times and circumstances should drag your name in the mire, or I should leave you like an untrained colt, because a young and fresh mind is like a virgin soil which allows things sown in it to grow verdantly and to bear luxuriantly. Then, I have made use of early opportunities to educate you and train you before your mind loses its freshness, before it gets hardened or warped, before you start facing life unprepared for the encounter, and before you are forced to use your decisions and discretions without gaining advantages of accumulated traditions, collected knowledge, and experiences of others. These words of advice and counsels that I give you will save you from the worry of acquiring knowledge, gathering experiences, and soliciting advice from others. Now, you can easily make use of all the knowledge which men have to acquire with great care, trouble, and patience. Things which were hidden from them, and which only experiences and sufferings could bring to light, are now made easily available to you through these exhortations. My dear son, though the span of my life is not as that of some other people who have passed away before me, yet I took great care to study their lives. Assiduously, I went through their activities. I contemplated over their deliberations and deeds. I studied their remains, relics, and ruins. I pondered over their lives so deeply that I felt as if I have lived and worked with them from early ages of history down to our times, and I know what did them good and what brought them harm.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In the Islamic faith, the position of Ali as far as Imamate is concerned is so pivotal that without him, Islam will lose its right bearings. Although I'm putting in these words, but these are actually the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen. In one of the early khutbas, which he issued after the Muslims accepted him as their Khalifa and their leader, he says, "Yanhadiru anni sail wa la yarqa ilayya at-tayr." He says, you know, the flood actually flows down from me, and the bird cannot fly up to my level. These are all poetic words he's talking about. He says, you know, basically describing himself as a very tall mountain, which has the source of water there, and the water is flowing down. He says, the benefit and the wisdom and the knowledge comes from me. It flows from me. In response to another statement where he has, in response to the letter that Muawiyah wrote to him, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen comes to a point, it's a very interesting letter, but for some other time, inshallah. We have talked about it previously, where Ali says that, you know, I hesitate to praise myself. So he goes into praising the Ahlul Bayt in general, and specifically Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, and Hamza, and Ja'far. But when it comes to himself, he says, you know, I'll just leave you with one word, one sentence. And he says, you know, for you it's enough to know. فَإِنَّ صَنَايَ رَبِّنَا وَالنَّاسُ بَعْدَ صَنَايَ عَلَنَا, that we are the direct recipients of the favors of our Lord, while others receive the favors from us, through us, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when he's talking about, you know, that I am the central point, the pivotal point, this is not only the issue of knowledge and wisdom and leadership, it is also when it comes to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he says, I am that flood which is flowing from the top of the mountain. And by saying that لا يرقى إلي الطير, you know, no bird cannot reach to me, basically he's saying that I am such a tall mountain that even the most powerful bird cannot reach me. They can try, but they will never be able to reach to my position and my status.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.